Hey guys, so I'm actually not reading off of a script for this episode just because I'm talking about a dream that I had the other night, which I thought was pretty cool and in-depth, so I just kind of wanted to share it with you guys. And so if I stutter anything, I'm just gonna keep going. I'm not gonna start over. So there will be some grammatical errors in this video. Not that there aren't any in the other ones, but you know what I mean. So in this dream, it was like the Victorian age, fancy dresses and everything, but for some reason I was a guy. And I'm assuming all of you know I'm a girl, just like based off of my voice, but I'm a girl. So in this dream, I'm a guy, and my parents are like, "My boy, it's time to throw you a birthday party, 'cause I was turning 20." And I'm not actually 20 years old, I am 18. But they were like, "It's your 20th birthday, we're throwing you a party, it's time for you to get a wife." And I was like, "Okay, that seems legit, let's get me a wife." And so they throw me this huge party, people start arriving. It's really just a nice scene. There's electricity because, you know, it's my dream. I know I'm in a dream. I'm just going with the flow because it's a dream and it's weird, but I like it. Sorry, I keep coughing. And so I'm talking to like three different girls. I have a favorite one. She's got like brown curly hair, which is funny because I have brown curly hair, so I guess I like myself. And her name was like Lucy, I think. That's the only one I know the name of. And so I was talking to like three girls, and I was honestly just having a good time. Some people brought me candy, which was pretty cool, but I don't really, you know, eat or drink in dreams. I don't know why, I just don't see any point in doing that. And so I'm just hanging out, looking all fancy in my Victorian suit, and then these government official guys are like, "Hey, you need to come upstairs with us." And I live in like a really fancy house, so there's like a bunch of levels. So we went up to the second floor, and they were like, "Okay, go into this room." So I go into that room, and I found that they've locked me in there with like five girls that I'm supposed to be considering to be a wife, apparently. So including like the Lucy girl and like the two other girls I was talking to, and then like two other girls that I guess they wanted me to consider, but I hadn't talked to them yet. And so they were all like smiling and looking at me, making small talk. It was pretty cool. We were like, "Oh, I guess this is just some privacy so the party doesn't distract us." But no! They locked us in the room, and then there was like a speaker, and they were like, "Okay, so you're locked in this room. The last person standing can leave." And so basically, that means we have to like kill or be killed, and suddenly the dream got very intense. And so these two girls, Lucy was going crazy. She jumped on this one girl and started strangling her. Someone else whipped out a knife and stabbed someone. It was just crazy. And I was like, "Oh my god, these girls are vicious." And so I saw a bookcase, and I was like, the only logical thing to do in this situation is to climb on top of that very tall bookcase. So I climb on top of the bookcase, and I'm like hiding, and I'm just watching the scene unfold below. And I don't try to wake myself up because, I mean, I still need to sleep. So I just stay in the dream, which is what I do sometimes. And so I'm just like watching, and I'm like, "What is going on?" And I'm like watching Lucy turn into this vicious monster and just stabbing and strangling people. So, like, now it's down to like the last two girls, Lucy and this other chick. And actually, there's three of them left at this point because Lucy's attacking someone, and this other chick finally sees me on top of the bookcase, and she starts coming at me, and she's like shaking the bookcase. Trying to get me to fall off of it, and I'm like, "No." And then I'm like, "Okay, you know what? Let's do this." And I just push off of the wall, and the bookcase like crushes her. I feel kind of bad, but I know it's a dream, so I know she's not real. And she's got like a knife in her hand. And so I grab the knife, and I'm just sitting there, I'm like in a protective position. I'm like, what? What's going on? And Lucy is just, like, strangling this girl and, like, banging her head into the floor. She's, like, sitting on her chest and just going ham. And then the girl's, like, dead. And she just stops with her hands still around this other girl's throat. And she looks up at me. And I'm like, what's going on? And she looks at me, and then she slowly starts to smile, and her hair is, like, disheveled, and she's got this crazed look on her face, and I see a murderous, like, look in her eye, and I'm like, oh my god. And she slowly starts getting up, and she brushes off her hands on her skirt, and I'm like, you know what? No. And I just throw the knife at her, and it just lands in her forehead, and she's dead. And I'm like, okay, I think it's time for me to leave this dream. And so I woke myself up, and that was just a crazy dream. Just thought I should share it. But yeah, I think I'm gonna start, like, doing more episodes like this, where I just don't have a script, and I tell you about a dream that I had. Currently, I'm not having very many, like, crazy dreams, and lucid dreaming does take a bit of energy, so I don't really try to do it, like, too often, just because I don't feel like it, but it is something that you can do every night if you really want to. Normally, I just like to see where my mind takes me, sort of like in this situation, and I just go with the flow until I want to interfere, like, pushing the bookcase off of the wall and stuff. But, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this. Sorry for any weird coughing sounds or anything. Happy dreaming, and check out my other episodes. Thanks.